Of course, every Jewish Israeli wants peace. But what many do not want is suicide. We constantly hear from the radical, extreme, militant left, the canard that Bibi and others are against peace. What they are against is the pretense and deceit accompanying all the pretend peace plans designed to lead Israel over the precipice. Although we are 25 years after 1984, George Orwell's 1984 is alive and well in 2009. Orwell has illustrated how speech can be turned upside down. That is what we are witnessing in Israel today. Let us return to the true definitions of peace and self-preservation. Let us acknowledge that there can be no honest two-state solution, that Oslo is dead, and that Israel must safeguard its own best interests. Israel has demonstrated too often that it is desperate for peace. Now it is time for our Islamic enemies to decide that they want peace also. Okay. Well, you're surprised. Well, I have given comments over the years, and this is the show. Of course, the second hour is going to be Chazanis. The first hour is going to be a mixture. And every so often, there will be comments that I feel within me that I feel I want to share with you. Okay, I hope that this next recording will come out. I have it queued up. And Leo Fuld, he was born in Rotterdam, Holland. And as a child prodigy, he was a cantor. At the age of 18, he performed in England. He came to America in 1936. During the war, he broadcasted from Boston to Nazi-occupied Holland. He returned there in 1948 and started a new career. Then he went to London, where he wrote, "Wohin soll ich gehen?" Where can I go? This sold over 1.5 million copies. And let's hear Leo Fuld. I hope this is going to work with Wohin soll ich gehen? Where will I go?